This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado is co-leading a multi-state lawsuit against the White House over a sudden freeze in federal education funding. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
There's no explanation. There's no effort to appear to follow the law. There's simply arbitrary, unfair, and harmful government action.
$80 million of the frozen funds are meant for Colorado. The total for all states is almost $7 billion. Weiser says the freeze could force schools to cut or scale back programs just as students return for the new school year. More than 20 states have joined the lawsuit. Colorado Congressman Jeff Hurd's bill to help conserve wetlands passed the U.S. House Monday. The bill reauthorizes funding for wetland and waterfowl conservation from attacks on firearms, ammunition, and equipment.
It's about making sure that the dollars contributed by sportsmen and sportswomen continue to be put to work conserving the wetlands that sustain wildlife, outdoor access, and rural economies, including in places like Colorado's San Luis Valley.
The bill extends those funds through 2033. A new study co-authored by a Colorado doctor shows there could be a connection between brain injuries and the likelihood of committing crimes. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
Christopher Philly, a neurologist at CU Anschutz, is one of several researchers who came out with a study that was published in June in the journal Molecular Psychiatry. It's called White Matter Disconnection in Acquired Criminality. They studied brain scans of people who started committing crimes after a stroke, tumor, or traumatic brain injury. The findings showed that damage to a part of the brain could cause an increase in violent crime. That's because when a certain brain connection is disrupted, it impairs emotional regulation and the ability to make good choices. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
The victims of a small plane crash in Montrose have been identified. The two men were from Fort Myers, Florida. Their plane crashed June 23rd, just after taking off from the Montrose airport. This is CPR News.